And welcome back to Rocket Right Radio. I'm Dr. Kay Solar in the house with Hurricane Betsy Barnes. And our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing. And every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit marybirdlake.org to learn more.
And today we're talking with Dr. Mindy Bowie, who is a breast surgical oncologist with Women's Hospital and the Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Bowie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, I understand a big celebration is in order for the Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion.
Absolutely. We just celebrated our first anniversary of Women's Hospital, Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Pavilion. We, again, opened last year, and over our first year, we've delivered care to more than 2,200 patients.
That's pretty incredible. So, in the thousands there. So, are these services for Baton Rouge area women, or are y'all getting folks from all over the place coming
down here?
We're getting
folks from all over the place. Almost every parish in Louisiana, Mississippi, some have come from Texas even recently. So it is open to anyone.
You know, it's great to have such a wonderful center. Can we talk about why primary care providers and OBGYNs are referring their patients for treatment at the pavilion?
Absolutely. So we know other towns and cities have great physicians, great doctors, great gynecologists, but here at the Cancer Pavilion, we do offer specialized care. So many of these out-of-town patients do seek our care here because they're getting comprehensive care, state-of-the-art care, in a combined setting where they're seeing all their doctors in the same location.
And that is so great when you're dealing with a cancer, to not be running all over the place to different things and to have everyone in one central location and be able to go there for your care. Let's talk about what type of medical services can the women get at the Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion?
We offer early detection screening, surgery for cancer patients, surgery for non-benign breast disease as well, chemotherapy, radiation. We even have a wonderful survivorship program here, so it's all comprehensive in one location.
And that's great because, you know, in the past when people had their surgery at one place and they had to go here for their radiation or their chemo and then maybe some other place for their support services, I mean, just taking the stress out of that to be able to go to one central site and have great specialists there take care of them. I mean, that's an amazing thing.
Now, and especially for our out-of-town patients who are traveling so far to be able to see all their doctors in one place, oftentimes just going from one floor to the next, is so ideal for them.
Absolutely, because so many people do travel in for their care, and it's so good to be able to keep this within the state, right here in our area. Now, where are some other facilities that may be similar to the Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion located?
So, of course, there's cancer centers all over the United States, but what makes this Cancer Pavilion so unique? It is a combined effort of Our Lady of the Lake, Mary Bird Perkins, Women's Hospital, bringing the experts all together under one building, one location to provide that expert care.
So are there any new plans? I mean, you've hit the one-year anniversary. Are there any new plans for the Breast and GYN Pavilion at this one-year mark going forward?
Absolutely. We have new physician specialists coming on board. We have new treatment interventions, advanced clinical trials that we're offering, new trials every day, and our added supportive services as well. So moving right forward, right straight ahead, making it even better each day.
Now, that is one of the beauties of that, is to be able to offer folks these advanced clinical trials that they may not be able to get elsewhere, and the supportive services. People just don't realize how important, when you're going through all the medical aspects, but those supportive services are really just as important as getting through your treatment periods.
It certainly is, from the nurse navigators to the physical therapy, nutritional therapy, dietitians, occupational therapy, lymphedema specialist. We have it all right here, and to be able to offer that to our patients is so ideal. We're very proud of this, and we are certainly hoping to even expand those services as well.
Now, you yourself specialize in surgery. Are there any unique surgeries being offered at the Pavilion?
I like to tell my patients that if it's being offered surgical-wise in the United States, we're doing it here as well. I mean, we are doing oncoplastic procedures, nipple-sparing mastectomies, hidden scar surgeries, reconstruction with autologous tissue. So we're able to offer patients a wide range of surgical treatment options, and this is so important because when a patient is diagnosed, let's just say with breast cancer, often the fear is losing their hair, disfigurement of the breast. We even have cool caps that we're using now to help women maintain their hair while they're going through chemotherapy. We have the other mentioned surgeries that allows women to still look like a woman and feel like a woman after she's had her surgical treatment. Again, these are so important to the mental health of women as they're going through their treatment for their cancers.
And it's so great to be able to have that close at home, because it's stressful enough to be going through these procedures, but to think that you have to go to a different state or a different place where you're not familiar, you don't have your family, you don't have your support systems all with you, to be able to have all of that near home is really an awesome thing to be able to offer. What are you actually hearing from, you know, patients about the Pavilion? I mean, it's been going on for a year. Is there anything that you're hearing from patients about the facility?
We hear so many great things. And again, it's so rewarding. It makes my job, it doesn't feel like a job. It feels like an honor to be able to take care of these patients. And I tell you, we have a great team of physicians, nurses, staff members who consider it a privilege to be able to take care of these ladies. And so, again, a lot of positive things. I have a patient that told me last week, she told me she was actually used the cool caps or while she was going through chemotherapy, so she did not lose her hair. She decided on a lumpectomy with oncoplastic procedure, so a very cosmetically pleasing surgical process that she went through. So she told me, she said, you know, I may have gone through chemotherapy, I may have gone through surgical treatment, but I never looked like it. She had maintained her hair, and cosmetically she was so proud of the way she looked afterwards. And for her to tell me that, it just made it, it made my day, to be honest with you. So to be able to have women come back as they're going through treatment or after they finish their treatment and tell us these things is so rewarding.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Now, I know that you treat patients who already have breast or GYN. Well, you do breast cancer, but the Pavilion also specializes in GYN cancer as
Absolutely.
Well to take care of the entire woman and their needs for cancer services. Does the Pavilion offer other resources too?
Absolutely. From screening all the way to diagnosis and survivorship care, we do it all here. We have an amazing high-risk clinic that we offer here for women that are higher risk for breast or GYN cancers, to where they can be watched, screened, followed much more closely. So we offer that to our patients here as well. We have amazing clinical trials. We're so proud of these. People think they have to go to a large cancer center like MD Anderson to get big cancer trials, and we offer so many here. Just last year alone, we screened about 1,400 patients and enrolled a little over 180 into 18 clinical trials that we're offering here at the Pavilion.
That's amazing. And the other thing is that you have cancer-specific dietitians
Absolutely.
Who can help them
dietitians, nutritionists that we allow that, you know, that they can see, they can talk about their health, you know, nutrition, their exercise, because all of these things are so important in helping to prevent cancers from occurring or to prevent recurrences. So it is so important to for patients to be able to offer that as well as part of their treatments.
Absolutely. Well, our time is about up. Is there anything else that you would like to add? Tell folks how to get in touch or seek out the Cancer Pavilion.
Absolutely. The most important resource probably right now that we offer is our, we call it our Breast and GYN Pavilion Cancer Answer Line, and this is an absolutely free resource. The number to call is 225-215-7600, and then we have a comprehensive team of experts that are here to help any patients wanting to know more information about their breast or GYN health.
Well, thank you. We have been talking with Dr. Mindy Bowie, and it's the one-year anniversary of the Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion located on the grounds at Women's Hospital.
More Rock and Right Radio is coming up right after this. Stay tuned.